Book 2, Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter. In the impalpable field of secret self, this little outer being's vast support, parted from vision by earth's solid fence, he came into a magic crystal air and found a life that lived not by the flesh, a light that made visible immaterial things. A fine degree in wonder's hierarchy, the kingdom of subtle matter's fairy craft, outlined against a sky of vivid hues, leaping out of a splendor trance and haze, the wizard revelation of its front. A world of lovelier forms lies near to ours, where, undisguised by earth's deforming sight, all shapes are beautiful and all things true. In that lucent ambience mystically clear, the eyes were doors to a celestial sense. Hearing was music, and the touch a charm, and the heart drew a deeper breath of power. There dwell earth nature's shining origins, the perfect plans on which she molds her works, the distant outcomes of her travailing force, repose in a framework of established fate. Attempted vainly now or won in vain, already were mapped and scheduled there the time and figure of her future sovereignties and the sumptuous lineaments traced by desire. The golden tissue of mind's labyrinth plots, the riches unfound or still uncaught by our lives, unsullied by the attaint of mortal thought, abide in that pellucid atmosphere. Our vague beginnings are overtaken there, our middle terms sketched out in prescient lines, our finished ends anticipated live. This brilliant roof of our descending plane, intercepting the free boon of heaven's air, admits small inrushes of a mighty breath, or fragrant circuits through gold lattices. It shields our ceiling of terrestrial mind from deathless suns and the streaming of God's rain, yet canalizes a strange irised glow, and bright dews drip from the immortal sky. A passage for the powers that move our days, a cult behind this grosser nature's walls, a gossamer marriage hall of mind with form, is hidden by a tapestry of dreams. Heaven's meanings steal through it as through a veil. Its inner sight sustains this outer scene. A finer consciousness with happier lines, it has a tact our touch cannot attain, a purity of sense we never feel. Its intercession with the eternal ray inspires our transient earth's brief-lived attempts at beauty and the perfect shape of things. In rooms of the young divinity of power, an early play of the eternal child, the embodiments of his outwinging thoughts, laved in a bright everlasting wonder's tints, and lulled by whispers of that lucid air, take dream-hued rest like birds on timeless trees before they dive to float on earth-time's sea. All that here seems lovelier semblance there. Whatever our hearts conceive, our heads create, some high original beauty forfeiting, thence exiled, here consents to an earthly tinge. Whatever is here of visible charm and grace, finds there its faultless and immortal lines. All that is beautiful here is there divine.